You're listening to SBS News.
The babies in this mother's group meeting at Sydney Park are born within days of one another. But their mother's plans to return to work are different.
Because I own my own business, I'm back at work already.
With my work, I had 14 weeks full pay, so I took that as 28 weeks half and then took the government maternity leave on top of that.
Flexibility is the theme of changes to the government's paid parental leave scheme. Previously, new parents had to take 18 weeks in one block. Now they take 12 weeks as a block and choose how to spend the last 6 weeks or 30 days of leave. For example, primary caregivers can choose to take just 2 days a week for a longer period of time to ease the transition back to work. For new mother Brianna, this will make a difference.
It probably would mean that I could work maybe 1 day a week, or I could do a little bit of teaching while still being at home with my family. So yeah, it would make a change to my life.
But mother of three, Eve Jenkins, is sceptical.
I think also with childcare, because you have to commit to a certain start date and particular days that can't be flexible, I'm just not sure how that would work.
One part of parental leave that remains unchanged is superannuation. The government will make no contributions while parents are away from work, despite calls from the opposition and advocates like Sandra Buckley from Women in Super.
This is something that should be done in the same way that super is paid on annual leave or sick leave. It's just another form of payment that predominantly goes to women. So for us, it's important that women improve their retirement outcomes by gaining access to super while on parental leave.
Sandra Buckley says the payoff for not paying super on this type of leave is at the other end of their working life, one third of women are retiring into poverty. And there are special needs to account for. Parents of premature babies often spend the first few weeks with their baby in hospital, significantly reducing the amount of time spent at home with their newborn before paid leave runs out. Melinda Cruz from Miracle Babies is calling for an extension of parental leave in such circumstances.
It's extremely overwhelming. The emotional stress, but also financial stress, the stress that it puts on your marriage and your relationships, and we need to be able to support them through it.
Eve Jenkins's twins were 2 months early and were in hospital for 6 weeks.
It's a horrible situation for people to be in. It's extremely stressful, and you don't want that to be a good portion of your maternity leave, being in that situation.
New Zealand has a provision for premature babies which offers a week of additional leave for every week the baby is born early. And from today, New Zealand parents have access to 26 weeks of paid leave. That's 2 months more than Australia, but they're paid $200 a week less than the $750 parents receive here. Lucy Murray, SBS News.